Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 17, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
UGI offers heating system checklist as colder weather arrives. As colder weather arrives, UGI is offering a heating system checklist to ensure safe and reliable energy services this season. They recommend having your heating system serviced, cleaning or replacing filters, installing a programmable thermostat, and checking chimney and exhaust flue conditions. Proper airflow for appliances, sealing air leaks, and not blocking air vents are also important. Additionally, ensure smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are working and fresh batteries are installed. If you smell gas, evacuate immediately and call UGI or 911. For any inquiries, including billing and account questions, contact UGI at 800-276-2722. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers with natural gas and electric services.
Network news breaks. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SSGBX, subsidiary Olinox, completes phase one of AI wellsite monitoring system. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, via its subsidiary Olinox Corp., has completed phase one of its AI wells monitoring system. The platform, utilizing the MockFu gateway, offers real-time monitoring and control to cut costs, reduce site visits, and optimize production. An algorithm adjusts pump jack operations based on water cut levels to boost efficiency. Phase 2 will roll out at an Olinox production pad, allowing shareholders to track results via a read-only webpage. Safe and Green Holdings Corp. focuses on modular solutions, supporting faster, greener construction across industries. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Applied Digital Corporation, NASDAQ, accelerates national AI infrastructure build-out with $5 billion in financing and new North Dakota campus. Applied Digital Corporation, traded as APLD on NASDAQ, is accelerating its national AI infrastructure build-out with $5 billion in financing and the launch of a new campus in North Dakota. The company has started construction on the Polaris Forge 2 data center, a 280-megawatt facility in Harwood, North Dakota, set to begin operations in 2026. This marks Applied Digital as a key player in the U.S. AI infrastructure landscape. The company also secured a $5 billion equity facility with Macquarie Asset Management to support its high-performance computing expansion. With a focus on sustainable, liquid-cooled, GPU-optimized data centers, Applied Digital is positioning itself as a leader in next-generation AI workloads. Investor news breaks. Standard Lithium LID, NYS American SLI, prices $130 million public offering. Standard Lithium Limited, a near-commercial lithium company, has priced its underwritten public offering of 29,885,057 common shares at $4.35 per share, totaling gross proceeds of $130 million. The offering, led by Morgan Stanley and Evercore ISI, includes an option for underwriters to purchase up to 4,482,758 additional shares. The net proceeds will fund capital expenditures at the Southwest Arkansas and Franklin projects, along with working capital and general corporate purposes. The closing is expected around October 20, 2025, pending customary approvals from the TSX Venture Exchange and NYSE American. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
One World Products achieves major manufacturing milestone with 100,000 pounds of rubber compounds shipped. One World Products, Inc. achieves a major manufacturing milestone by shipping over 100,000 pounds of pelletized compounded rubber. Led by Isaiah Thomas and the engineering team, the company's subsidiary, EcoBioplastics Manufacturing, expands its sustainable product line, solidifying its position in advanced manufacturing. This achievement showcases the scalability and flexibility of their sustainable manufacturing model, repurposing infrastructure to meet the growing demand for eco-friendly materials. EcoBioplastics Michigan, strategically located in the manufacturing corridor, accelerates production, strengthens logistics, and supports the company's role in advanced materials manufacturing for partners like Stellantis and FlexNGate. As the first minority-controlled, athlete-led publicly traded company in sustainable manufacturing, One World Products is setting new standards for responsible innovation and environmental impact.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.